Zyana's eyes fluttered open for a moment behind the mask.
Pretty palace, like yours.
She slumped again. Well, that could work, for Irene had been planning to talk to Silver anyhow. Dragging Zyana along and dumping her on the hotel staff would mean a little extra effort, but it would also, she assured herself, be good cover. She's just a fae, and you'll probably have to run or kill her if she finds out who you really are, her sense of expediency pointed out. The thoughts wormed their way into her mind. But, with a grunt, she crouched down and slung Zyana's arm over her shoulder before pulling the other woman to her feet. It was what Kai would have done. Probably. Even if she was a fae. The nearest canal was down to the left along the street. Hopefully, there were frequent gondolas.
Shut up,
she muttered to her inner critic, and staggered along, together with Zyana. They waited a cold, damp 10 minutes that felt like 20, Zyana snoring gently against Irene's shoulder, before a gondola appeared. But he did seem amenable to a fare to the Greedy Palace.
Perhaps the lovely visitor would care to pay first, the gondolier suggested just as Irene was about to embark.
He quoted double what the previous gondolier had charged to get the six of them all the way from the platform to the tavern.
I was thinking of rather less than that, Irene said flatly. About half that, to be precise.
The gondolier spread his hands.
Ah, but you have no pity for a poor man, madame.
Yes, I'm sure, Irene said. Nevertheless, that's still what I'm offering.
I'm sure the beautiful lady could give a little more, the gondolier said. Otherwise, I must leave her alone here in the mists, waiting for some other gondolier.
He gestured at the fog meaningfully. The soft noise of waves lapping against the houses mingled with the faint echoes of singing and talking from the tavern. No other gondolas could be seen or heard. Luckily, a figure 2/3 of his original price was finally sufficient. And she'd seen a purse under Zyana's cloak. Hopefully, there would be enough in it.